This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today marks 15 years since suicide bombers struck U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Hundreds were killed, and Osama bin Laden became a household name for many Americans. Marketplace's Noel King reports.
In Kenya, the embassy stood in a busy downtown area. Hundreds of people were killed and thousands injured. In Tanzania, the embassy was 3 miles from the city center. The death toll was a dozen. John Bellinger of the Council on Foreign Relations says the State Department got to work.
The department built more than 50 new buildings and moved probably a third of the diplomatic corps, 15,000 people, into new and safer buildings around the world.
Over the next 5 years, around $5 billion was spent.
It's fundamentally about construction.
Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
Construction of the building, various security barriers, and of course people to man those barriers, to man those checkpoints. You can just spend a whole heck of a lot of money on such things when you put your mind to it.
Even in countries where there seems to be little threat, the U.S. is building a new, more secure embassy in London that will cost $1 billion. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.